leading Britain's conversation. This is LBC with Sheila Fogarty. Call 0345 6060 973. Text 84850. Tweet at LBC.
How often do you put photos of your child on social media? How many pictures? What kind of pictures? I ask you because French parents are being warned to stop doing so immediately in case their offspring later on, as adults, sue them for breaching their right to privacy or indeed jeopardising their security. This is actually happening in France. And I wonder whether you ever gave a second thought to the hundreds of photographs you posted on Facebook or on Instagram or wherever. The first, I was on Facebook for about 5 minutes and I remember thinking, God, so many pictures of people's children. I really don't care. Is it time to stop posting pictures of your kids on social media? 0345 6060 973 is the number to call. You can text 84850 or tweet at LBC. And if that hasn't made you go grey, nothing will. After 3:30, we're going to find out, hopefully anyway, what the science is behind us going grey. I started to go grey in dribs and drabs, really, in my mid to late 20s. And my sister, who's 5 years older than me, still does not have a grey hair on her head. And I'm pretty sure I dye my hair constantly to stop the grey from coming through. But I'm pretty sure an awful lot of it is grey now. Anyway, we'll find out after 3:30 why that might be. So, posting photographs of your child on social media. The odd picture here and there, if, you know, you and the kids are on holiday, you know, whatever, standing by the blah, blah monument or by the sea. I'm not sure I'd give that a second thought. But those pictures where they're very consciously posed or constant, just constant pictures of your child, is there any difference between the two? Because I suspect I would very unthinkingly post the former, but would absolutely not post the latter. And you often see now in newspapers, don't you, a child's face will be pixelated out when they're pictured with their famous parents. But on social media, those kinds of things don't exist. And just ordinary Joes, not celebrities, ordinary Joes, constantly posting pictures of their children. Do you remember that motherhood challenge a few weeks ago on Facebook, asking women to contribute by posting photos which make them happy to be a mother? And there was a lot of hoo-ha around it, people saying it's competitive, it's not good for the child. Well, where do you stand on all of this? Does it matter if you put pictures of your child on social media? 0345 6060 973. You can text 84850 or tweet at LBC. I'm a bit of a hypocrite because I think restraint that you shouldn't. And I still read Hello magazine, which is always full of gorgeous pictures of people's babies when they've just given birth, and my pregnancy hell, my motherhood drama. And I read all that. So I'm probably a bit of a hypocrite on this. But where do you stand? 0345 6060 973. You can text 84850 or tweet at LBC. Yaya Cohen joins me, a solicitor specialising in social media law. Good afternoon to you, Yaya.
Good afternoon, Sheila.
Are you surprised to hear that in France people are being warned to steady on or they might end up being sued by their kids?
I'm not. You know, since 2012, a right to the protection of one's image has been given to us by European law. A person's image constitutes one of the chief attributes of his or her personality, as it reveals the person's unique characteristics and distinguishes the person from his or her peers. So the right to the protection of one's image is one of the essential components of personal development. So this right mainly presupposes the individual right to control the use of his or her image. Which makes some sense. And there was a decision by the European Court of Human Rights back in 2012 that said that. So what the French authorities seem to be doing is simply reminding parents that those images don't belong to them. They belong to the children.
I saw a pretty well-known celebrity on Twitter recently explaining why there were no pictures of her child. She's got a one-year-old son, just over one. And several of her fans were clearly saying, why haven't we seen him yet? You know, and she just said, I'll put pictures of him online when he's good and ready. It's not my decision, it's his decision. And I thought that was really great.
It is great. My experience is quite different. I have three little children. The oldest one is 12. The youngest one is 9. And I ask people not to post their pictures on Facebook. And sadly, when they go to parties, they've been taken to one side and told, "Look, your parents don't allow your image to be posted on Facebook. Therefore, you're not going to be a part of this photograph that we're taking." It makes them feel a little bit uncomfortable. But I do explain this to them that there is no need for that, and I don't feel that as a parent I have a right to just post their images don't belong to me. And I think that we've been dealing with the children's images too loosely recently.
But what if once, particularly when they reach the age of 12, your oldest child, what is it, a girl, did you say?
Your older? I have two boys and a girl.
Two boys and a girl. Is the 12-year-old a girl or a boy?
A boy.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure it makes much difference, but when they reach that kind of age and they go to a party and, you know, there's a group photo taken and somebody puts it on Facebook and you can tag who's there and, you know, all of that. If they are relaxed about it and they want to be in social media, on social media with their friends in that way, will you allow it? Even though your general rule of thumb is don't put my kids on social media if they're putting themselves on it.
I think it is very important to educate people, and this program is a fantastic opportunity to help your listeners and try and educate them a little bit, because we don't know enough about those sort of things, and there is this instinct of, because everybody does it, then I have to do this as well, and people just post images and texts and events without giving a second thought to how those sort of things might affect their children when they grow up, because the image might not just remain on Facebook. It might be copied to other websites and somebody else might be using it for all sorts of things and all sorts of reasons. And the child might not want that. I think what is important is that we educate ourselves about our right to private life and just keep a little bit to ourselves, and especially when it comes to our children.
What about those people who want the attention? plenty of those in my line of work.
Plenty of those in your line of work, and I know quite a few, and many do respect their children's right, and
many don't.
I understand the desire to show off your newborn baby and tell everyone about him or her, but we have to be slightly less selfish, because apart from the moral issues apart from all that, there are legal issues involved here, and it could be a situation where a child might feel that they have been adversely affected because their right for their own image have been misused. I can see this actually happening.
Do you think...
It's crazy as it sounds.
No, it doesn't sound crazy to me at all, but do you think we might see a time when if you post a picture of your child, even the world's most innocent group holiday snap, that you might get a warning from Facebook or from Twitter that says, we can't vouch for how this picture will be used. Are you sure you want to post a picture of your child?
I think this should happen, and I think it's part of social responsibility. I think that Facebook should take the step of reminding parents and helping parents educate themselves about putting images of their children on Facebook without making sure that the privacy settings are set to private.
What about, I've got a tweet here from somebody called Rosie Green who says, I wouldn't say yes, but I wouldn't say no either to posting pictures online. Just pick your photos carefully and don't put too many up. Yeah.